You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and that's when we hear from commentator Brian O'Nunoyne. This week, you'll find anthropomorphism at work in his commentary as he lends human qualities to flocks of seagulls.
And a very good morning to you all. I presume by now you've noticed the prevalence of uninvited guests in our communities, and it would appear that their numbers are growing steadily. Oh yeah, I noticed them hanging around Walmart a lot, hanging out there in the car park. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm sure they're up to no good. And there are those who say that these visitors spread diseases. Who knows? Maybe they're right. All I know is I've never seen any of them working. And it's obvious they've made absolutely no attempt whatsoever to learn English. I'm speaking here, of course, of the ever-increasing population of seagulls. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying all seagulls are mooching off the state, but, like I said, from my observations, they spend their entire day circling around the car park, making noises that make no sense to me whatsoever. Clearly, it is not English. Do they have any formal education? I don't know. But I bet they know how to count the food stamps that they're trading in the Walmart car park for who knows what kind of breadcrumbs. Of course, you'll always have the old bleeding heart liberals out there, you know, the granola heads who'll cry, "Man, they're just migrating, you know, they're just passing through." Oh yeah, give me a break, huh? Migrating my arse. As a legal alien in this state, I deeply resent the fact that these seagulls can just swan in here to feather their nests. And yes, I know there are legal seagulls out there. Like me, they waited in line. Like me, they were physically examined thoroughly for fear that they were carrying diseases. And like me, they underwent interviews with the relevant authorities. And like me, they've learned to speak y'all's language. The boot of the car, I now call it the trunk. The footpath, I know as a sidewalk. And a hooker. Well, where I come from, a hooker is actually a key position in the game of rugby. A bit like your tight end in football. Anyway, your civilised seagull, like me, has adapted and has found a local mate, and he's now saying things like, "Hi y'all," and "Bye y'all," and he's passing imperceptibly among the local population. He has learned how to blend in. Because if you don't learn how to blend in, well, it might cost you your freedom. It might even cost you your life, because there's a very famous story of the English prisoners of war who were held in Germany during the Second World War, and one of them came up with a brilliant plan of escape. Addressing his superior officer, he suggested, "We could disguise ourselves as grand pianos and sneak out in the dead of night. And then we would make our way across the German countryside until we got into Switzerland, where we would be free." Now, fortunately, his superior officer was a Cambridge-educated gentleman and immediately spotted the obvious flaw in the young Cockney's dastardly plan. "It would never work. 250 of us, disguised as grand pianos. Ha! So you see, you've got to learn how to blend in. And the next time you see a flock of seagulls just hanging out, they're probably up to no good, you should at least glare at them. Let them know we know you're there. Have a lovely week. Talk to you next week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.